Ever been scared to death of doing something?
Going to see the principal is terrifying.
All right, what's the matter? Come on, talk to me, buddy. It's me, Liz.
I'm scared to death of speaking in front of large groups.
Just the thought of going to the dentist ties my stomach up in knots.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It was a bright, crisp morning. Scooter zipped out of his driveway and down the sidewalk on his black Scorpion motocross bicycle. Quickly, he spotted Liz and Maury just a block ahead of him.
Oh, hey, guys, wait for me.
Wait, stop, Maury. Hang on. Hey, come on, hurry up, Slowpoke.
Come on, what'd you do? Sleep in late again?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I had to have 3 bowls of my favorite new cereal, Sugar Repti Smacks.
Whoa, 3 bowls.
Mm-hmm.
My mom says all that sugar will melt your brain.
Yeah, what? My mom says the same thing.
It will melt your brain?
Yeah, but don't worry, it's not true.
Oh, you had me worried. Besides, what would happen if your brain melts?
It's just a saying, Scooter. Your brain doesn't really melt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, precisely. It's merely our parents' manipulative way of communicating that they disapprove of what we're eating.
Yeah.
Well, why don't they just say, stop eating so much sugar?
Well, I guess it doesn't have quite the same dramatic punch.
Oh.
Yeah, but just imagine a brain melting. It would be a cranium dissolve.
Oh, cool. A mind melt.
Yeah, and all that just from eating 3 bowls of sugary cereal.
Well, yeah. Poof. There goes your intellect.
Your aptitude.
Your common sense.
Gone are your wits.
Yeah. Will you guys stop? You're freaking me out. I'm having a hard enough time in school as it is.
Oh, come on, Scooter. Calm down. We're only joking.
But what
now,
if
you want to talk about something scary? Try going to the dentist. Now, that's something to be afraid of.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? You have to ask me why?
I'd rather go to the dentist than have my brain melt.
Oh, yeah? Well, I went last week, and he said I have 2 cavities. Count them. I've got 2.
2?
Oh, yeah. And now I gotta go back and get them filled. Oh, my palms get all sweaty at the very thought of Novocaine.
Oh,
I get nauseated imagining the drill grinding away in my enamel. And to hear that evil dental hygienist utter those dreaded words that constantly echo through my head.
Rinse and spit?
It's my worst nightmare. Huh. My biggest fear imaginable.
Yep, that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
So, when's your appointment?
Next Monday.
That morning, when the school bell rang for recess, Scooter dashed into the hallway with a panicked look on his face.
Oh, this is bad. What? This is really, really bad.
Scooter, what's up? What's
going
on?
My worst nightmare has come true.
No.
You mean that little redheaded girl doesn't like you?
Maury,
what?
That would be your worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
In retrospect, I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Probably not. Okay, Scooter, what's the matter?
Oh, Liz, I'm dead.
Why?
Dead lizard walking. Stand clear.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
It must have been those sugar repti smacks.
What?
Oh, I melted my brain, Liz.
Okay, Scooter, it's only a saying.
Oh, and that's why I forgot to grab my book report off the counter this morning.
Oh, come on. That's it?
That's the crisis?
Oh, they melted my brain. Squishy, squishy.
Oh, man.
Squishy, squishy.
Babbling.
Yeah, gone off the deep end.
Delirious. Perhaps even hallucinating.
Maybe so.
Maybe even.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, hi, Lucille.
Oh, they melted my brain.
What?
Yeah, Scooter here is having some kind of elementary school crisis.
Yeah,
Lucille. Scooter, what's the matter?
They melted my brain.
Yeah.
Who melted your brain? Liz, Maury?
No!
Hey.
It was the sugar repti smacks, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, okay, Scooter, I see. Well, then what happened?
I left my book report on the counter.
Okay, Scooter, back to the book report. You can just turn it in tomorrow.
No. Can't do that.
Why not?
Why not?
I got a homework.
Yeah, gotta homework.
What? Scooter, finish your sentence. Come on. What?
Alert! All right. Oh. Alert!
Homework alert. I have to admit that's not really the most uplifting news.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
The Turin Elementary School Handbook of Student Conduct explains the concept precisely.
Yeah, Maury,
if you turn your homework in late, your teacher will issue a homework alert.
Thank you very much for reading us the manual, Maury. Scooter, it's okay. Big deal. So you got one little measly homework alert.
Well, it's true. A homework alert is a serious thing, Liz.
Well,
but Scooter, don't worry. You'll be just fine.
Yeah.
After all, you get to have five homework alerts before you have
exactly! And just so I'm clear, this is numero cinco! Get it?
Wait, you get five homework alerts before you have to what, Lucio?
Well, wait a minute. You don't know what happens when you get five homework alerts?
No, I don't quite recall.
Out of curiosity, how many homework alerts have you gotten, Maury?
Well, let's see. Counting preschool, kindergarten, and summer camp, say... None.
None!
Well, Maury, when you get the fifth homework alert, you have to go see...
Don't say it, don't say it, please, don't say it!
What? What am I missing? Don't say what?
You have to go see the principal.
Oh, yeah. I'm dead! Dead, I tell you, I'm dead!
Scooter, it is not that bad,
no.
Scooter.
Easy for you to say, Liz. Have you ever been to the principal's office?
Yeah, more than a few times.
Well, for getting five homework alerts?
Well, no, not for that exactly.
It's
but,
one of my two greatest fears.
So, what's your other greatest fear?
Death.
Death?
Yep.
This ranks right up there with death?
Yeah, of course. Going to see the principal is terrifying.
Wow.
Your palms sweat. I can barely talk. I get all clammy.
When do you have to go see her, Scooter?
Monday. Or maybe I should say Doomsday.
Later that day, in Miss Waddle's class...
I'm just saying, Liz, it's too bad about Scooter, but there's nothing I can think of that scares me.
Oh, come on, Spike. Nothing?
Really, nothing.
How about going to the dentist?
My uncle's a dentist. He gives me extra toothbrushes when I go and free stickers of Happy Little Molars.
Oh, man, I tell you what, just the thought of going to the dentist ties my stomach up in knots.
Yeah, try all you want. Nothing scares me.
Oh, man.
Okay, class, that's enough partner study time. Remember when I told you I had a surprise quiz I was going to give you?
Yes,
yeah, Miss Waddle.
Well, today's your lucky day.
Huh?
There will be no surprise quiz.
Oh, wow! Miss Waddle.
Settle down, class. Instead, I'm assigning each one of you a different project to work on.
Cool.
Yeah, last year I did that exploding volcano with real smoke and candy lava.
Dude, I remember. I ate a ton of that candy lava. Hey, wait a second. That's probably where I got my cavities from.
Now, most of you will be teamed up with a partner.
Hey, you want to team up with me?
Oh, yeah.
But one of you will be selected for a very special assignment.
Cool. No hard feelings, but I hope I get the special assignment.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I've pulled a name from a box and selected our special assignment person for this week. And I'm happy to announce our special assignment person is Spike.
I can't believe it. I really got it. I'm the secret agent undercover special assignment student.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah,
so what's the assignment?
Yeah.
Well, Spike.
Yes?
Next Monday.
Yes.
You get to give a speech on the Declaration of Independence in front of the entire school for our assembly. Isn't that great?
That's cool.
Spike's face went completely white. He tried to speak, but only tiny squeaky noises came out.
Spike? Spike, what's the matter? Come on, talk to me, buddy. It's me, Liz. Spike?
I'll see all of you tomorrow.
Speak to me. Spike, you're scaring me here. Come on, buddy. What's going on? Spike, come on.
I'm scared to death of speaking in front of large groups.
Hey, wait a second. I thought you said you weren't scared of anything.
It's the only thing, the one thing public speaking of any kind truly scares me to death.
Oh, come on. Don't worry. You got a whole week to practice.
Yeah, a whole week to imagine all the terrible mishaps that'll take place.
Like what?
Duh, like... forgetting what to say,
well,
sweating profusely, having my zipper open, swallowing a fly in the middle of my speech. Think of it, Liz. The possibilities are endless.
Spike, there's nothing to be afraid of. You'll do great.
Oh, yeah. What if I said the same thing about you going to the dentist?
I wouldn't believe you.
Exactly.
That Saturday, Liz and Lucille rode their bikes out to Granny Gecko's farm. Monday was just 2 days away, and anxiety was rising. Liz couldn't sleep. Every night he tossed and turned, worrying about his upcoming dentist appointment. Spike could barely concentrate as he tried to pull his speech together for the school assembly. And Scooter couldn't eat. The very thought of facing the principal on Monday caused his head to pound and his stomach to do triple backflips. Granny Gecko was just fixing lunch as Liz and Lucille stopped by for an unexpected visit.
Well, my, my, what a nice surprise. I'm just fixing some lunch. Would you like to join me?
Oh, that is great, Granny.
Well, how do cactus tail burritos and shoe fly pie for dessert sound?
Oh, Granny, I love your shoe fly pie.
Sounds delicious, Granny.
Well, what's new with you two youngsters?
Oh, well, we've got a big project that we're working on.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I'm playing baseball again this year.
You are? What's wrong, child?
Oh, no, did you bite into a cactus beetle?
Oh, heavens, I thought I yanked all of those out.
No, I just bit down the wrong way on my bad tooth.
Oh.
Oh, man, does that hurt.
Oh, bad tooth, Liz?
Yeah. I gotta go to the dentist on Monday. I'm scared to death, Granny.
Oh, poor boy. I'm sensing a bit of fear and trepidation there, Liz.
Well, that's an understatement.
Well, why don't you tell me about it?
So Liz told Granny Gecko about his fear of going to the dentist.
Well, you know, Liz, God doesn't want us to be fearful of anything.
Nothing?
That's right.
Well, what about the iguanas?
No.
Or nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Or failing an algebra test.
Oh, yeah.
He tells us to give all of our fears to him, big or small.
I'm kind of embarrassed to admit it, Granny, but...
What?
Sometimes I'm even afraid I'm gonna go blind.
Well?
Yeah, or that I'll be paralyzed from a car accident.
Oh, I see.
Or that something really bad's gonna happen to my mom or dad, they'll get killed or die.
Yeah.
My, child. Those are some mighty big fears, mighty big. You know, everybody's got something they're afraid of.
Everyone?
Everyone, if they're honest, that is.
Even adults?
Even adults at one time or another.
Even you, Granny?
Why, certainly, Liz. Now, what do you think?
Wow.
And it is okay to feel afraid. Remember, I said God doesn't want us to be fearful.
Wait a second. What's the difference between feeling afraid and being fearful?
Well, being fearful is when you let fear control you.
What?
It's when fear goes from a feeling to an action.
Oh, you mean like if I decided not to go to the dentist because I was feeling afraid?
Exactly.
Oh.
You know, you're brighter than you look, Liz.
Oh, thanks. I think.
Oh, if you let the fear keep you from going to the dentist, then you've gone from simply feeling afraid to actually being fearful.
And you don't have to be embarrassed about feeling afraid.
Oh, well, heavens no.
Or feel guilty about it?
Having feelings of fear is as natural as a toad doing the backstroke.
That's a good one, Granny.
Yeah. You know, I still got it. Well, anyway, honeys, the important question is to figure out what to do with those fearful feelings.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'd like to drown my fears in a giant-sized hot fudge sundae from Daddy-O.
Oh, good idea. Top mine off with chocolate-covered grasshopper legs.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that would be one approach. But besides chowing down on sweets, what else might you kids do?
Well, sometimes I try and pray, but other times I'm just so worried about what might happen.
Yeah,
well,
too.
Prayer's a great place to start, though, Lucille. The Bible says in Psalm 56, verses 3-4, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I will not be afraid."
But, Granny, come on, how does that help me get out of going to the dentist?
Oh, now, Liz, it doesn't.
Oh.
God didn't tell us to run from our fears. He told us to trust in Him. God doesn't promise that if we believe in Him, our life will necessarily be easier.
No.
But we will always know that no matter what, We have God on our side, and He is bigger than any fear we could ever have.
Even the fear of dying?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, sweetheart. God's even bigger than death, and He proved that when He raised Jesus from the dead.
Cool. So we can just trust God no matter what we're afraid of.
You said it. Now, are you ready to face down that fear of going to the dentist, Liz?
I'm working on it, Granny.
Okay.
I still got a couple of days.
Well, when you start feeling afraid of going to the dentist, or anything for that matter, just stop and remind yourself of that verse.
In God I will trust. I will not be afraid.
Yes.
In God I trust. I will not be afraid.
Yes, and when you're facing down a fear, I reckon you'll have to tell yourself that very verse over and over again.
Yeah. In God I trust. I will not be afraid.
Oh, Granny, that's amazing. I actually do feel a little better.
Well, that away, kids.
I will not be afraid.
Hey, Liz?
Yeah, Granny?
Oh, honey, would you mind doing me a favor?
Oh, sure, name it.
Open up and say, aww.
Oh, very funny, Granny.
Oh, I just couldn't resist. I am in such a mood today. Such a mood.
Become part of the Bible story and listen as the greatest stories of the Bible come to life.
Jesus, wake up, Master! Help us!
Master, wake up!
Master!
We're going to drown!
Help us, please!
Don't you even care?
Check out Kids Corner's Bible Stories podcast, an immersive audio drama series.
But He's alive. He sat here among us. He walked with us.
Close your eyes and listen to biblical characters telling their part in God's big story.
A lion! I call upon the name of the Lord of hosts.
From over 50 stories spanning from creation.
And light started shining. God looked at the light and saw that it was good.
Through the history of the early church,
there was a noise from heaven like the sound of a mighty wind.
Well, Paul, what should we do now?
Each story has a devotional with memory verses and Bible readings to help you take a deep dive into Scripture. Check out our Bible Stories podcast.
He's alive! Lazarus is alive!
At kidscorner.net.
Yes! Jesus, yes!
And discover your place in God's big story.
Monday arrived. Scooter stood outside the principal's office wondering what awful fate awaited him. The door slowly opened, and he was summoned inside.
Oh, man, there goes Scooter. We missed him.
No. Did you see his face?
Yeah, pure panic.
Aww. I wonder if we'll ever see him again.
Aww. You know, I liked Scooter.
Okay, stop it, you two. That's not funny.
Yeah, he's scared to death.
Oh, Lucille, I wish we'd caught him. Yeah. We should have told him what Granny Gecko talked to us about.
Know. Just 5 more minutes, we would have been here in time.
You know, I liked Scooter.
Aww. Poor little fella. I wonder what his chances of survival are.
Well, he'll survive. Let's get going or we're going to be late for the big school assembly this morning.
Oh, no.
What? What's the matter, Liz?
Oh, today's a school assembly?
Uh-huh, yeah, so?
And Spike.
What? I forgot about that. Yeah. Today's his big speech.
Oh, come on, we got to get to him before he goes on. Oh, he's going to be petrified.
Yeah, come on, hurry. Let's go before it's too late. We could at least tell him what Granny Gecko told us.
Come on.
Boy, I like Spike.
Maury, this is no time to joke. Come on, let's go.
The three friends raced down the hallway. Students were pouring into the gym, finding seats for the assembly.
Oh, man, where is he? Spike! I don't see him anywhere, Lucille.
Look, and we gotta find him.
Spike was sitting in a corner of the hallway, trying to concentrate on practicing his big speech.
Oh, man, on July 4th, 1776, Thomas Jefferson was,
I see him.
Was gonna get sick in front of the entire school.
What?
I can't do this speech. I just can't. Feel my forehead. I'm burning up.
Oh, you feel fine, Spike.
And every time I try to practice, my throat gets all tight and constricted.
Spike, you're gonna be fine.
My eyes go in and out of focus. I can hardly even make out the words on the page.
Okay, come on now.
Just try to relax. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Fine.
Relax? Is anyone even listening to me here?
Spike.
I'm not even close to fine. I'm scared to death. I'm sick. Spike. I just can't go on. Oh, I'm all woozy, lightheaded.
Okay.
I think I'm about to faint.
Students,
students. Students, attention, please. Take your seats. Our assembly will begin in just a few minutes.
I'll go save us some seats and meet you guys in the gym.
Thanks, Maury.
Okay, now, Spike, listen to me. You gotta focus on something besides how scared you are, okay?
Yeah, I got it, Liz.
What?
How about I just stand up there and move my mouth, and you hide behind the curtain and do all the talking?
Spike.
Would you do that for me, buddy, please?
You know, Spike, Liz and I learned this weekend that it's okay to feel afraid.
Yeah, that's right.
What's really important is what you choose to do with those feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't get it.
Well, just repeat after me. In God I trust.
Okay, why would I say that?
Well, because God cares about all the stuff we're afraid of.
He does?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Spike, I so totally know how you feel. This afternoon, I gotta go to the dentist. And believe me, I am as terrified as you are about giving that speech. But I memorized a Bible verse to help calm my fears. In God I trust. I will not be afraid.
Okay, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. That's it?
Well, yeah, but then you gotta believe it.
Right.
That'll work.
I
don't know, just saying a bunch of words out loud to no one, it just seems kind of weird.
Well, Spike, you're not really saying them to no one, you're saying them to God, because he wants us to trust him with all of our fears.
Well, yeah, he's big enough to handle them for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it still seems kind of weird. I mean, I never really talked to God before. I mean, how do I even know if he hears me or that if he's even there?
Well, you just have to trust.
I don't go to church like you guys, but right now I'm desperate. I'll try anything.
Okay, come on, Spike. Let's give it a shot.
All right, now try to calm down.
Calm down.
Focus on saying that first instead of focusing on how scared you are.
All right, in God I trust. I will not be afraid.
Liz and Lucille quickly headed to the gym and found Maury. Soon, they were joined by a very different Scooter.
Scooter, hi!
Oh, buddy, you're alive!
Wowie kazowie, you survived!
I did it. Oh, I really, really did it.
Okay, so you okay?
Yeah. Why was I so nervous? You're looking at a new lizard, a changed Scooter.
Changed?
Yep.
Well, what do you mean? How did it go?
Oh, I made such a big deal out of going to see the principal.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
I was really scared to death.
Yeah.
Ever heard that saying, you're making a mountain out of an anthill?
He's babbling again, Liz.
It's a molehill, Scooter. Oh, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Mole's ants, it doesn't matter, because that's what I did.
Ah, so you're saying when it comes to fear, you're irrationality and lack of objectivity caused you to turn minor worries into life-threatening catastrophic phobias.
Well, Scooter, what happened in the principal's office?
Well, she asked me why I'd gotten 5 homework alerts and what I was going to do to make sure I didn't get any more.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
No torture chamber?
Well,
she didn't scream and yell?
She just told me she didn't want to see me in her office again.
Oh.
It wasn't as horrible as I thought it would be.
Students, I'm happy to introduce our very own Spike, who will be telling us all about the Declaration of Independence.
On July 4th, 1776, there were these 5 guys who were appointed to write the Declaration of Independence.
Spike finished his speech, and amazingly, he did a good job. Scooter? Well, he realized how important it is to not make mountains out of his fears. And Liz? Well, the dentist was so amazed at how positive Liz was about his appointment that when it was time to leave, he loaded Liz down with extra toothbrushes, toothpaste, dental floss, mouthwash, and happy little molar stickers. How about you? Is there something you're afraid of? Is there someone you can talk to about those feelings? Try telling yourself the very same verse from the Psalms. In God I trust, I will not be afraid. Do it today, and always remember, God is bigger and more powerful than any fear you'll ever face.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun!
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.